Free. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A normal or nuts Friday. You can also get to our Facebook or our Twitter, weigh in on some of our questions there by going to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon. And Scott, you are up there lending your support in Minot yesterday and today for the state volleyball tournament.
And my predictions came out all right yesterday. I don't know if you're following the tallies, but both Stanley and Shanley won. So my Class A and Class B picks are alive and well. And it was fun, although they had a Super Bowl moment in Minot last night. The power went out, and a good chunk of North Minot, including at Minot State and the Dome. So the last game actually started at 10 o'clock, believe it or not.
It's when they, wow. A little late.
Late one go. Yeah, no kidding. So anyway, we are in Minot.
Past your bedtime.
We're going to chat with Minot Mayor Kurt Zivelman on the program today. Minot is busting at the seams, and we'll talk with him about dealing with the boom in the Bakken and how that's affecting Minot. Obviously, recovering from the flood as well, and plans for downtown development and all things Minot with the mayor today. We're also going to chat with Visit Minot Executive Director Wendy Howe. On the program. Next hour, we're going to chat with Scott Walker. He's the governor of Wisconsin, and he's written a new book called Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge. What I like most about the book is just sort of a blueprint on how we need to do politics different. We need to, what things need to change in America. So we'll get his take on that coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. In the meantime, as Steve mentioned, it's a normal or nuts Friday, and, you know, it is the 22nd of November. 50 years after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And I know there's folks in our audience that have a vivid recollection of where they were, how they felt, you know, essentially how others around them reacted on that day. I am unable to unearth any recollections because I wasn't even born yet. I'm 49, so I'm a youngster. I can't do that. You're debating that?
Another conspiracy theory.
Yeah, exactly. But I would love to hear from some folks in the vast KFIRE, KCJB, KLTC, KTGO, and AM 1100 The Flag audience today about what they remember that day. And also, I have long thought Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone, right? Just because, all right, there's you know, enough here that says that he has. And yet, still to this day, a lot of folks do not believe that he acted alone. So,
I guess believe in the conspiracy theories.
Since we ask normal or nuts questions on Friday, is it normal or is it nuts to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy, which happened 50 years ago today? Obviously, with Jack Ruby taking out Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, that adds to a whole layer of different conspiracy theories. But I'm in the camp that Oswald acted alone. Do you think I'm normal or nuts? What do you think, Steve?
You know what? I'm thinking that you're, after 50 years and where investigative reporting has come and the social medias and the electronic age and everything else, if we haven't unearthed positive proof or positive evidence to this point, then I would say, well, we're probably, he probably did act alone. I don't see any tangible evidence to support any of the conspiracy theories on this.
And you know, one theory on if there was, in fact, multiple shooters and some grand conspiracy is, all right, there might have been an effort by the Warren Commission. LBJ obviously wanted his legitimacy, and that's why he appointed the Warren Commission right away. And actually, Earl Warren, the Chief Justice at the time, was not well-liked by Senator Russell. They put the two of those together on the, you know, so they had rivals even on the commission. I mean, they really stacked that commission with some heft. And the motivation clearly by LBJ was wanting legitimacy and to have this, you know, end and not think that, it was the right thing to do for the country. But it sparked so many different controversies. I forget how many books have been written on this thing. But I would think that even if the motivation at the time was to suppress any evidence of a conspiracy by now, with the ability we have to go back and all the forensics and how technology has changed that we'd probably know something by now. So my theory is that if there were a grand conspiracy, we'd know about it by now. Welcome your take on that. Was it Lee Harvey Oswald? Was there multiple shooters and a grander conspiracy? But most importantly, what you remember of that day 50 years ago. I do think this. I think, you know, the whole product of did Oswald act alone, the distrust of the Warren Commission, it really, you go back and, you know, explore those times. It started a distrust of government by people, which I don't think is necessarily unhealthy. In other words, you know, to probe and to ask and to not just automatically assume anyone with a title behind their name, be it president, be it senator, be it representative, is always going to give you the straight facts. But, you know, give power to the people. That's what our founders envisioned.
You know, Scott, I will disagree with you on that. The distrust of government is a bad thing. The fact that we have to distrust government, that is a bad thing. Skepticism of government, skeptical of what government has to say and what government is doing, that's healthy. But having to have a distrust in a government and the people that you put in position of power in the government, that's not healthy. And I'll disagree with you to that point. That's not healthy, and that's not a good way to be living in this country.
You know, when I say it's healthy, I think, in other words, don't assume you're because someone has a position of power that they're giving you
they're
the straight
unreproachable. They're unreproachable.
I'm out of the Ronald Reagan school of trust but verify, all right? I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but you give me a reason not to. I think it's one of the reasons the current administration's you know, approval ratings are in free fall right
now. Then you better prove yourself.
Because, you know, you say one thing and another thing happens, and it happens far too often, and you start to say, I don't trust you anymore. And but it is interesting that sparked an era, really, of a distrust of government. I mean, there was absolute outrage there. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You've got our take. We welcome yours. 701-258-0550. Also, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Leave us a comment there. Email us a note, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or weigh in at Facebook.
Let's get to the phones. Karen in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Yes, God is normal to think it was only Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't know quite why they're still fussing over this, but I remember that day, sixth grade, I had two Catholic best friends, and they told me that they'd bossed their Catholic president. I didn't realize that Catholics had such a hard time in politics back in the 1960s.
Well, yeah, he broke a ceiling, without question. He was the first, so that was obviously a big, big deal. But you were what, did you say grade school, Karen?
Yes, sixth grade.
And you remember the fellow Catholic students and their response. How about others? How about the teacher? How did you find out?
Well, I imagine it must have been announced in school that day. Obviously, it was a school day that I was talking right away, walking home from school with my two Catholic friends, and they're the only ones that I think I talked to about it that day. Now, they also knew that Lyndon Baines Johnson was the vice president, which I'm afraid I didn't know.
Karen, appreciate the call. Let's get Brad and Grand Forks in here. Hi, Brad. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning. You know, I think the old saying that the simplest explanation is usually the correct one clarifies that it is absolutely normal to believe that Oswald was acting alone. You know, there's when you start to look at the evidence and you understand how the car was constructed and the geometry and all that stuff, this magic bullet is not necessary. It was a perfect straight line. There's all kinds of information. When you really go back and you look at these conspiracy theories with an open and honest approach, you'll recognize that it's very likely that Oswald acted alone. And as far as Jack Ruby, you know, killing Lee Harvey Oswald. Imagine today, and I'm not advocating this in any way, shape, or form. I want to make that clear, but imagine today if Barack Obama were assassinated. You know, he has a huge following. He's very well liked by his followers, and it's not out of the ordinary to think that somebody would want to avenge his death, just like Jack Ruby would have wanted to avenge, you know, John Kennedy's death. So I don't think it's nuts at all to believe that it was he acted alone. The only thing that I would maybe question is what were the motivations behind Lee Harvey Oswald doing it, or what kind of people were in the background maybe influencing him or pushing him or driving him to do something like that. We know that he was a huge fan of Fidel Castro, and obviously Kennedy's, you know, interest in Cuba was not something that he would have appreciated. So, you know, there's a million different reasons why and motivations why, but the bottom line is when you really look at the evidence and the physics and the geometry and all of that stuff, it's quite clear that he was the lone shooter. There was three gunshots.
Brad
fired them all.
Brad, thanks for the phone call. We're up against the break. Dave and Scott, when we come back, more of your phone calls. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash, and Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
North Dakota Oil Can. See a whole host of facts about North Dakota energy, about energy security, about the economic impacts, about solutions, and most importantly, about the jobs. Oh, my gosh, the jobs. Incredible. Check out NorthDakotaOilCan.com. This hour, the program brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. bringing you this hour of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. 50 years ago today, where were you? What do you remember? And is it normal or nuts to think that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone? Our normal or nuts survey question today. Might not Mayor Kurt Zimmerman later this hour. Stay tuned for that. Let's get back to the phones here. And to Bismarck we go. Who's next in Bismarck?
Let's go to Dave in Bismarck. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Say, it's probably not the forum for it, but you can believe me or not, I'm not a kook. I used to work in foreign intelligence with the government. And I can tell you this, that Kennedy was assassinated. He was assassinated by the CIA. Lee Harvey Oswald was a stooge. He was a pansy or patsy. And that shot that he made is impossible with that old rifle he had. He was only a marksman in the Marine Corps. He was, at best, you know, average. And to get those shots off in that amount of time, 5.6 seconds, has never been repeated with that rifle from experienced, seasoned, veteran snipers. They could not do it. Nobody cares about E. Howard Hunt's deathbed confession, albeit he was a liar. He lied his whole life, but maybe on his dying hour, he decided that he was going to say something.
And that was who, Dave?
E. Howard Hunt.
And this was his theory as well, you're saying?
E. Howard Hunt confessed on his deathbed in his dying day that an assassination team was formed in the 50s. Because if you look, think about McCarthyism back then, everybody was worried about communism. So E. Howard Hunt was involved with the CIA for many years. He was also involved in Watergate. And on his dying day, he said that the team called the Top 50 or the 50 was formed to take out interests that were against the United States, whether they be foreign nationals or whatever, or dignitaries that would threaten the United States. So the Top 50 was formed as an assassination team. And
well, that would seem plausible, but why would they want to take out the President of the United States?
Because Kennedy and his brother were going to reorganize the CIA and get rid of those people in there who were the warmongers, and they had too much power. There was a whole chain of people. If you think back to Eisenhower's days, when Eisenhower warned us of the industrial military complex, it's alive and well today, gentlemen, and it's running many things.
Dave, what do you base your opinions on as far as fact? Is this information you've seen, information you've heard secondhand?
Well, the research that I've done over the years, because of the Kennedy assassination and just working in intelligence, I mean, Americans don't really know much about anything. The average guy in the street really doesn't know, and it's just a fact of life. Many things are kept hidden from us. I mean, just a simple thing like like the Gulf of Tonkin. Do you really believe that we were attacked in the Gulf of Tonkin, which started the Vietnam War? No, we were attacked.
Did you work in government at the time of this? You mentioned you were in foreign intelligence as a line of work. I mean, were you working in foreign intelligence when this happened?
No, I started working in 1980, and I got
You're not basing this on anything you know from being inside, but rather just the skill set you developed later and now analyzing
just,
the facts.
Just knowing what goes on and knowing what gets hit. And I'll leave you with another note here, that people today believe that a plane went into the Pentagon. Well, I'll tell you what. There's no plane that's made that can make a hole like that in the Pentagon. It was a cruise missile that went in the Pentagon. If you go back to the early reports, you even had reporters saying it was a cruise missile, and there was no plane going into that building.
There wasn't even
an engine calling from the GE engines. Those engines are 12 feet tall. There was nothing there. It was just.
I'm wondering what we all saw in the way of footage of the actual plane going in, but I guess that's for another day. Appreciate the call, Dave, and your opinions. Justin in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I guess I've got to disagree with Dave. The research I've done, Lee Harvey Oswald is originally from Moscow and a devout communist, went to New Orleans, and then actually, from what I believe, he went back over to Russia to practice just that shot on Kennedy. And if you look at it, who had the most to lose by Kennedy, the only president at that time in the Cold War, to stand up to Russia, stand up to Cuba, put them both in their place. He was preaching within a year of his assassination, lower taxes, less government control in New York City. It makes sense. And like Brad had said, you know, there's plenty of people that were in love with Kennedy, and to have somebody avenge his death is not out of the ordinary, I don't believe.
Justin, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tim and Roscoe. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Well, hey, I was lucky enough to shake JFK's hand and Jacqueline's hand one time in Bloomer, Wisconsin. Anyway, I think that not the last guy, he's got good points, but the other guy before him, when he's talking about that rifle. Now, if that rifle would have been any good, it would have became one of the world famous calibers for long range shooting and accuracies, you know. You never hear about them again. I think it was a 6.5 by 55 Jap or something. Well, they're junk. And to make that shot, you know, and that crummy scope and all that he had, well, this target's moving in that time zone. Now, I heard that guy say 5.2 seconds. You know, and I was hearing today on C-SPAN and that, they were saying something like 15 seconds. Well, even at that, see, well, this is all moving along. You understand?
Sure, yeah. Interesting points. Appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks. Let's get Craig in here. Who is next from Minot. Craig, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you were wondering where I was 50 years ago. I was on Main Street in Dallas when the president went by that fateful day.
Were you really?
Yeah, saw him 10 minutes before the shot.
So how close were you to the assassination point?
About 10 minutes.
So you were out of earshot from the hearing the shot?
No, I didn't hear anything, no. But I heard a mumbling coming down the crowd that was on the...
What I was going to ask is, what was the buzz like in the crowd? Was there a groundswell as information started passing out the crowd?
Yes, it came down the street. I heard it from people to people were talking, and I heard about it.
Craig, do us a favor, if you would. Just hold tight a second. We're up against a break here. I'd love to have you finish the story. Craig from Minot, who was in Dallas on that fateful day 50 years ago. We'll hear more of his story when we come back. And then the mayor of Minot will join us on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're going to talk with the mayor of Minot, Kurt Zimbelman, coming up in just a few minutes. I wanted to give Craig an opportunity to finish telling about the moment that he heard the information as he was in Dallas at the shooting. What was the mood of the crowd once they found out? How much confusion was there? Were there rumors going around? Did you hear about the Oswald manhunt that day? Craig, what was the major sense of the happenings of that day in Dallas?
I was in the service in the Army in Fort Hood, Texas at the time, and I had to get back to the base, and I wasn't sure whether I could get out of town or not because of all the confusion and the lockdowns and so I wasn't around too much to observe what was going on until I got back to the base and listened to it on TV.
But you saw him 10 minutes before it happened, and obviously he was further down the parade route, and the way you found out was literally by that information being passed from all the folks along the parade route then, Craig?
You could hear people talking, and the information just came down the street.
What stays with you most from that day?
Pardon me?
Today, as we're here 50 years later, what do you remember most about that day? What stays with you the most?
The shock of the people after they heard what was going on. Everybody was just standing around with their mouth open. You know, couldn't believe what they were hearing.
Amazing. Well, thanks for sharing. That's fascinating.
Yeah. Great story. Thanks, Craig. One more quick call before we talk to the mayor of Minot, Kurt Zimbelman. Leonard, what's on your mind today?
Good morning.
Morning, Leonard.
You know, that Magruder film, oh, by the way, I agree with Dave. The Magruder film shows that when Kennedy was shot, he was shot, and his head flew back, and part of his skull was on the rear deck of the limousine. And if you get shot from the back, your head's going to go forward. Right?
Yeah, and that's been explained both ways. But, you know, the argument you're making is one of the arguments that people have said to justify that there were multiple shooters. But I've heard others suggest that there was an explanation. But I hear you. We'll put you down in the camp as believing that Lee Harvey Oswald did not act alone. And some folks have thought that today. I think more thought he did than he didn't. But a few have some different theories. And it's been interesting to hear viewpoints on this 50 years after. Thanks for the call, Leonard. We'll chat more about this next hour. We do have Minot Mayor Kurt Zimmelman joining us today. We're broadcasting from Minot, state volleyball tournament here, and wanted to just get an update on all things Minot today from the mayor, and also a little later on this hour, Wendy Howe, the Visit Minot Executive Director, will join us. Mayor Kurt, thanks for joining us.
Ah, it's a pleasure to be on.
And if you have any questions or comments for the mayor, they're certainly welcome today. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You know, Minot's busting at the seams, isn't it? I was driving back and forth from Minot State, north and south on Broadway, and just absolutely amazed at the sheer volume of traffic, and it just seems that Minot's booming. Is that a fair characterization, Mayor?
I think it is, Scott. We've been growing pretty rapidly here lately, and it definitely shows in the traffic when you try to get north-south, and we've got the underpasses on 6th Street is still closed because of the project that we have going on. We're going to get it open here in the next week or so, hopefully, and get traffic moving. That will be one more way to move north and south and should help some of those some of the traffic out. But we do have a huge amount of traffic in the city.
Kurt, Steve Bakken here. You know, you've got so many new businesses coming to Minot. It's pretty amazing the economic boom that you're starting to see right now. What's the long-term plan for some of those traffic issues? I know there's a big concern with a Northside Walmart. A lot of that was because of a traffic issue. Some of the other businesses that are trying to locate around the community, how do you deal with those traffic issues?
Well, you know, Steve, a lot of that stuff can't be taken care of nearly as quickly as we'd like to, but we've been working on the Northwest Bypass with the Department of Transportation, working on done some work on the intersection that we've had some problems with in on the west side of town. We've got, we're looking at a bypass around the south, west side of town. That's a ways off yet, but, in general, just trying to, make things work with what we have and, make it, you know, putting turning lanes in and that kind of thing to make it, more efficient.
Do I understand we have some news about your future political plans, and then it does not include running for re-election of the mayor of Minot?
Yeah, I made that pretty clear here a couple months ago. I just I wanted to give others an opportunity to have the job. I've been in, you know, in city politics now for it'll be 36 years, and I think that's plenty. And we need some new young leadership in this city, and so this will give them an opportunity.
And yet you believe Minot's best days are ahead, right? So it isn't as though you don't see this as anything but a promising future, just time to pass the torch?
Exactly. You know, I'm getting to that age where it's getting harder to keep up. I think the flood certainly took its toll a little bit. But really, I think everything's looking up for Minot right now. You know, we're looking at a new airport terminal. We're seeing some real expansion in the retail and the housing. We've caught up pretty good on the housing now. We're looking towards a very good future, and you know, it's going to be interesting how this whole valley deal works out and long-term flood control. So there's certainly a lot of things to look at, a lot of things to work on, and there's people in this city that'll certainly be able to do that.
We yesterday spoke with Bob Hale about the school debate on the referendum that's coming up December 10th, and we had both sides of that debate on yesterday, and one of the opponents of a yes vote, Bob Hale, made this statement that Minot's overbuilt, that there's too many apartments, there's too many houses, there's too many hotel rooms, that there's been an overbuilding. I hadn't heard that from any other quarters, but I'd be curious of your response to that.
Well, I don't think we are overbuilt at all. I think if there's any one area that maybe could be close to that would be the hotels. We had like 13 built in about 13 months. So there are a lot of hotels. But as far as the housing, we're just catching up, really. The market, I think there's probably 300 homes on the market somewhere in that area, and that's about right for a city our size. So I think we've just kind of got to the catch-up point, and there's certainly still people moving into town. This is not something that's going to end tomorrow. So I think we're just about on the mark as far as housing.
You mentioned the retail moving in. You mentioned the housing that's coming along. Are you at the point, can you say, that you've recovered from the flood right now? And then you can start working on the oil boom issues. What is the long-term prognosis? What are you looking at in a five-year term for Minot right now? I know you're not going to be part of the political process, but I'm sure with your vast knowledge of what you've had to deal with, they'd be a little remiss if they did not lean on some of that knowledge. What is the long-term prognosis for Minot in aspects of growth?
Well, I'll tell you, we've got long ways to go as far as flood cleanup. We've gotten through a lot of the tougher struggle of it, you know, the immediate aftermath, and then the last 2 years we've done a lot, but there's still a lot to do as far as cleanup. We've been doing a lot of acquisition of homes. I think we've done a little over 80 some homes that we've acquired and demolished, and we've got another 100 or 100 and some that we're working on right now with another acquisition, and that's all been voluntary. And at some point, you know, hopefully we can keep it voluntary. But as far as the flood, you know, you're looking for long-term flood control. That, you know, that's probably a 20-year project. So that's going to be an ongoing thing for this city for a long time. The oil boom, certainly that, it was tough for us to deal with that while we lost so much housing, 4,000 homes with the flood. But I think, like I said before, we've caught up with that now, and I think that, you know, that side of the picture looks much better for us.
Mayor, talk about plans for the downtown development. That's been making some news lately. You're biting off another piece of improvement for the city of Minot. What's the plan for downtown development?
Well, we had met with EDA trying to get a supplemental disaster fund grant for downtown, and we did get an $18 million grant that we're going to start using probably this spring. We'll begin that project, which will redo all the infrastructure in downtown. I mean, it's several blocks. I'm not sure exactly how many, but it's from Broadway all the way over to the courthouse and from the tracks all the way up to Trinity Hospital. So it's a big area, and it'll be redoing all of the water, sewer, lights, sidewalks, streets. So it's going to be a huge improvement for the downtown. And then we're looking at our parking lots. We've got two full blocks there that'll be that we're working with a private company with that will do some retail and some apartments as part of that project, and double the size, the number of parking spots that we have downtown. So I think it's going to be a great, great downtown when it gets done. It's probably a 3 to 5 year project, but we needed to get going on that, and I think it's just going to be a great plus for Minot.
Mayor, between that project, the recovery from the flood, the oil boom, the one thing that we always forget about for some strange reason is mentioning the relationship with the Minot Air Force Base. How valuable an asset is that to the community of Minot? We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, it's a tremendous asset. The number of people, we saw that during the flood, the help that we had. They've got people living in our town as well as at the base, but they're always there willing to help us. And, you know, we have a Task Force 21 that has worked very hard to make sure that we have that relationship with the base. And that's an ongoing thing for Minot, and I can't say enough about how important Minot Air Force Base is to Minot. We feel very good about the long-term status of that base.
Mayor, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on your retirement, at least from politics. Mayor Kurt Zimbelman of Minot, and the recovery going on in Minot. More of What's on Your Mind when we come back. We're going to talk with Minot Executive Director Wendy Howe of Visitation Bureau. Steve Bach.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We thought it'd be a perfect opportunity not only yesterday to have the debate on the school bond referendum that's coming up on December 10th, but today also take some time to just find out about some things that are happening in Minot. As I mentioned, I'm here because there's a state volleyball tournament here. So there's lots of folks here from all across the state taking in a wonderfully entertaining state volleyball tournament, but there's lots to do in Minot. And Wendy Howe, who's the Visit Minot Executive Director, is here to tell us about why you ought to visit Minot. Wendy, how are you?
I am great this morning. How are you?
Fantastic. So tell the rest of North Dakota and the Northern Plains why they ought to visit Minot.
Well, you know what? It is obviously the best city in the state. Just ask me. But we've got a lot of really great things going on in Minot. We've got a lot of new hotels. We've got a lot of new retail, a bunch of new restaurants. It's a really great time to come and visit Minot.
Well, Wendy, you've got the state fair. You've got the volleyball tournament, North Dakota Farmers Union Convention going on in town. Minot is really turned into one of the hubs for the oil industry. From an industry standpoint and a convention standpoint, Minot really has a lot to offer despite the flood.
We really do. And we have over 3,000 hotel rooms in Minot now. So there really is no reason to not pick Minot, not only for your leisure destination, because we are home to the North Dakota State Fair and the North Coast Fest and all those great annual events, but for your meetings and your conventions, and like you mentioned, the sports tournaments that we have in town. We're having the state volleyball tournament now. We'll have the combined A basketball tournament, state basketball tournament in March. With all the hotel rooms that we have, it's a great destination for you to pick.
Try and keep the power on tonight at the volleyball tournament, though, would you? That was one way.
That caused a little bit of excitement. Absolutely, I think the concessionaires were also very happy about that because there were a lot of hot dogs and popcorn and nachos being sold while everybody was waiting for it to come back on.
There you go. That's a good point. Well, and we should add it happened to the Super Bowl, right? So I mean, it happens to the best of the best of communities in the middle of the biggest sports tournament. So.
Absolutely.
That was an interesting little twist last night. You mentioned all the hotel rooms. Give us a sense of the growth curve there because, you know, I mean, it was with events like Husk Fest and the State Fair, there were many times it was hard to find a hotel room in Minot, and some folks think that pendulum has swung the other way where there's now too many rooms, but, of course, that's good for the folks that are visiting, right, because competitive rates and everything else. But what kind of, how'd you get to 3,000 rooms, what was it 5 years ago?
We've doubled the number of hotel rooms that we have now from what we had 5 years ago. So probably a little over 1,600 hotel rooms, now approaching 3,100 hotel rooms. And we have one more hotel that is going to be built next year. So we do have a lot of hotel rooms. And, you know, there is probably a sense from some folks that maybe it's too many, but I can tell you from our visitor standpoint that rates have really come down, and it is competitive. And so with the more rooms, there is more options for visitors. They do have now discounted rates, and hotels are offering coupons, and it gives the visitor a lot of choices. And competition always equals, you know, a little bit more discounts, per se.
Wendy, as executive director for Visit Minot, you're always looking for new things, growing the opportunities for people to come to Minot. What are some of the other things you're working on to grow the potential of Minot to be a hub for whether it's conventions, shopping, entertainment? Are there any other things on the horizon, or how do you market that to the rest of the state?
Well, you're exactly right, and that's kind of what we're focused on. We also watch the retail and the restaurants because, you know, those are things that our leisure travelers are looking for. And so with the addition of Kohl's and Gordman's and some of the new restaurants like Longhorn Steakhouse and Sonic, those are additional tools in our tool belt that we can market. But from the facility standpoint, we've got a couple of things that we're watching and on the horizon and trying to help with. We're looking at some additional convention space in our community, big convention space. We're also looking at the addition to the Mesa Arena and a third sheet of ice and how that will give us the opportunity to go after some larger hockey tournaments than we've been able to host in the recent years. So there definitely is some big facility things happening in our community that are going to give us the ability to go after some events and some tournaments that we haven't been able to have in the past.
By the way, I had my first Sonic burger in North Dakota yesterday. So Minot is home to the first Sonic burger restaurant chain right here in Minot. Right?
Absolutely. So. And you know what? One of the only Sonics with indoor seating. And people are like, wow, you have indoor seating at your Sonic? Yes, because when we get to colder temperatures like we have today, outdoor eating isn't quite an option.
Yeah, very high-tech indoor dining, I might add, because they come out and, tap away on a little iPad-like thing. But the burgers are great. I've been a big fan of Sonic over the years. I think the chain started down in Oklahoma City, but the first one in North Dakota is right here in Minot. So another example of the boom. And I was really impressed with the growth there to the south. It's really continuing to spread, isn't it?
Yeah, and we've got a Panera Bread that is going to open very shortly, and that Longhorn Steakhouse has been very popular. I think they have a waiting line constantly because people just love it. A second Starbucks that opened near the mall. So a lot of growth in that southwest area. And if you see even a little further south past Gordman's and that area, there's going to be a lot more growth and a lot more to come in that area as well. So,
how do folks find out how to and why to visit Minot? Tell us about your website.
Visitminot.org. It really is the place to go to find out information. We have a coupon section on that page, so you can get some discounts to the hotels if you're planning to stay. There's a hotel availability page, so you can put in
perfect
the date that you're
planning
to
check it out. Visitminot.org. Got to go, Wendy. Thank you very much. Wendy Howe from the Visit Minot. You're our guest today on What's on Your Mind. More coming up, folks. Don't go away. Hey, folks. It's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and lighting in the city of downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.